Thank you for coming today. I'm Toni Messina, Communications and Outreach Supervisor for the Columbia Police Department. We're here today to provide new information on a cold case that originated in 1984. I will lead off with a brief summary of the timeline. Chief Jeff Jones will make a brief statement, and Assistant Chief Jeremiah Hunter will have some comments. We'll have a brief period for your questions, and those are questions relating to this case, and then we'll close. On March 24, 1984, a victim reported a rape that occurred near the 4,000 block of Wellington Drive here in Columbia. Columbia police officers arrived and took the victim to the hospital, where medical staff collected evidence of a sexual assault. The men and women of the Columbia Police Department worked on this case for many years, but the suspect remained unidentified. In March of 2020, the case was assigned to Detective Renee Wilbarger. Through advancements in DNA technology, the wide range of DNA databases, and the help of partner agencies, Detective Wilbarger identified James Frederick Wilson, 59, as a potential suspect. With the assistance of the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation, Detective Wilbarger matched DNA for Mr. Wilson to the suspect DNA captured in 1984. On October 27th, yesterday, at approximately 6 a.m., Columbia Police and the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation arrested Mr. Wilson at his home in Mooresville, North Carolina. He was arrested for forcible rape with a weapon and for first-degree assault with a deadly weapon. He is being held at the Iredell County Jail in North Carolina with a $1 million bond. Earlier today, a team of Columbia police detectives traveled to the home of the victim. She is aware of the arrest. At this time, details are being held details are being withheld out of respect for her privacy. Chief Jones will make a brief statement.
Good afternoon. First, I want to talk to the person who survived this. We use the word victim as a police term and reports, but the truth is she is a survivor. 38 years is a long time to carry this burden. I can't even begin to imagine what kind of toll that takes on a person. But I want you to know, if you're listening, that we're here to stand with you, and we're here to stand behind you through this process. You're not alone. We started this in 1984. The Detective Wilbarger, who, you know, we're very thankful for her work, worked with detectives that were here in 1984. They remember the case. It still impacts them today. And through that collaboration, through the collaboration of other laboratories, external services, and law enforcement agencies, we came to this conclusion. Mr. Wilson won't victimize anyone else anymore. But we don't know yet how expansive his reign of terror was. We do know that people who commit these types of crimes often don't stop with one. For that reason, and we'll talk about that briefly at the end, we have established a tip line. We'll get into that shortly. If there are people out there who have suffered at the hands of this man, please reach out to us. We will reach out to whatever jurisdiction that you're in. We will do our very best to hold him accountable for anything that he's done outside of what we know. I know I'll get the question, what leads you to believe that he's done something else? I don't know. I'm not accusing him of doing anything else. I just know that there's a possibility of that happening, and I want people to understand that we're here to support them too. With that, I'll bring up Assistant Chief Jeremiah Hunter, who will talk a little bit about the case, and then we'll be ready for some brief questions.
I'll just give you a very quick summary about the investigation, and then we'll take your questions. Some. Detective Wilberger, a couple years ago, opened this back up, went through the evidence as it was seen, realized quickly on that there were some advancements in forensic science that wasn't available to detectives back in 84. She came and she briefed the command staff, and at that time we felt it prudent to go ahead and attempt to take another try at this. In doing that, and her relentlessness, she identified several labs that would be able to take the evidence that we had this many years ago and create a profile from that, after which we waited for a couple of years, and we'd check in and check in, and we'd get no results at that time. Recently, probably a month or so ago, she was contacted by another lab that said that they did have a profile match, but it was through a genealogical archaeologist, and that person was, I believe, lived in Washington State. While talking to that archaeologist was building a family tree for someone who had hired her to find a family member. And a hit came open in that family tree, which identified some possible relatives of the suspect. Through that, we were able to narrow it down through the help of identifying a couple of people, one of them being James Wilson. And through going through the case file and looking at a photograph of James in the high school yearbook, and taking the police sketch artists in 1984 and placing them together, they had very similar faces. So we knew at that time we were onto something. Detective Warburg and some others also did substantial follow-up on this to the point where we were able to contact North Carolina's Bureau of Investigation at that time. They assisted us in obtaining some DNA. And with that, we sent to the lab, created a profile, and it was a match. At that time, yesterday, we sent detectives to North Carolina to liaise with that bureau, and this morning sent detectives to the victim's house. That's a quick summary of what has transpired, and we'll take your questions and answer them as best we can.
Who has a question, please?
Hey, so you said that Wilson was arrested at his home in North Carolina. Did he ever live in Columbia, or was he living in Columbia at the time of the crime?
Answer is yes, he did live in Columbia in 1984.
Can you talk more about the attempted murder part of this as well?
Yeah, I can. After the violent sexual assault, he attempted to cut the victim's throat. However, the victim did survive.
Can I ask another question? Did the victim in any way know her attacker or know this?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that, but.
Assistant Chief, I know you mentioned Mr. Wilson lived here in 1984. Can you say, is he someone who grew up here? Did he just move into town? Can you elaborate on that? And when did he, do you have an approximate time frame of when he lived here in Columbia? Was it just 1 year or any
I can
sort
tell
of
you he attended school here. After graduating high school, he had some odd jobs here as well. I believe he moved away from Columbia around 1985, 1986.
Where did he go to school? Where did he go to high school?
I'm not sure which high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
much faith does this give you in the changes in DNA technology, and do you feel like there may be other cold cases that you all can solve or move forward with because of this?
Absolutely, yeah. The advancements in forensic technology and being able to identify people like this from nearly 40 years ago, that gives us great encouragement.
Can you describe the reaction of the victim and the victim's family when you notified them that an arrest had been made?
I'd rather not. That this is very personal, and we want to make sure that the victim knows that we're here for them and that we're going to do everything we can to make sure that this goes through the justice system and she gets the justice she deserves.
Will the suspect be extradited back to Colombia?
Eventually, yes. No more questions?
Is this a case that detectives have been working continuously since 1984, or is it something that they picked up more recently?
It was worked, obviously, in 1984. I don't know how many years or how long until leads dry up. And then in 2020, over the last several years, we've been picking up cases such as this and going through them as we work the active cases that come today. And we just look through and see if there's anything that could have been done that wasn't done in the past because of advancements. And this is one of them, and it was successful.
Do you anticipate that any more cold cases are going to be, you're going to make arrests in any more cold cases anytime soon?
I can't tell you that. It just depends.
So, answer your question a little more in depth. There, we do have a supervisor and a detective, Detective Will Barger, who's been assigned cold cases. We have actively been pulling cold cases and reviewing them. And although we can't get into specifics, there are cases that we feel like we have some chance of solvability. So we're going to continue down that road. The people who live here and work here and play here, who visit us, have need to have the confidence in us that we won't drop the ball. So we don't want any of these cold cases to go without review, and we'll continue to do that until we get justice for the people who need to find that in whatever form it takes. I'm going to take one more question.
If James Wilson had any other criminal charges or any past during his time in North Carolina or before he moved there?
I don't know that answer. We're going to dig a little more into his past. Obviously, once this started to evolve, it went very quickly. So there's a lot of work still to be done. That's why we've set up the tip line. Can you go ahead and put that slide up? Yeah, phone number to call would be 573-874-7400 or Columbia Crime Tip, Columbia Police Tip Line at como.gov. Thank you for that. We ask that you use that if you're able to give us name and those types of things. If you want to call anonymously, you can always call Crime Stopper at 875-TIPS. You don't have to give any information. They don't track the phone calls. You can give that information anonymously, but any information that people have, we invite so that we can get further into this and see if there's any more harm that's been done.
Can I ask one more thing?
Quickly.
Okay. Just going back to the night of the crime, can you describe at all how she was able to get away from him?
I'm not going to get too in-depth into that. I will tell you that she was severely injured and she is a survivor. Okay. Thank you.
That concludes our news conference. Thank you.